98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a story on the way about a strange noise.
Yeah, I do. It's rather embarrassing. Starting this morning, though, with a job ad that's got a lot of people talking. This has been shared online in the last week or so. It starts with this. A family based in North London seeks an extraordinary and experienced tutor to support their youngest child on his first steps to becoming an English gentleman.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, they want like an etiquette coach type of thing.
Yeah. So I've more details on the job ad here, right? So they say their ideal tutor will be somebody well-educated with an extensive vocabulary and who speaks with received pronunciation.
Okay.
That is how the royals speak. So you know it like it's Philippe! It's Wednesday. Yes. Isn't that how one of the actors who played Charles in The Crown said to get into character? Instead of saying yes, he said is.
Oh, really?
Like as in your ears. He's is. Like, is. Anyway, the ad goes on. As the years pass, the child should understand instruments and how different sounds are made, hopefully developing an interest in learning an instrument at an early age. Mm-hmm. In time, the family hope their son will be accepted at a top flight school, such as Eton, Westminster or Harrow.
Yeah.
He should be exposed to a wide range of quintessentially British experiences to help hone his habits, outlooks and tastes. The ad goes on to list art galleries, pony club and rowing as potential interests. And they say that the successful applicant will be somebody very special. They'll need someone qualified to support the educational and developmental needs. There we go, of children.
No pressure on that child.
From ultra high net worth and royal families, right?
Okay,
this is the bit now that people are interested in, the perks of the job.
Oh, okay.
No accommodation and no car is provided. Start as soon as possible. A 12-month contract renewable for many years. You'll work 35 hours a week with 4 weeks holiday a year. With a salary of £180,000.
Brendan, maybe you should apply.
So if you're working in childcare this morning and you speak quite posh, you can find that ad online and apply. They haven't found anyone yet.
Right.
I wonder who it is.
That's a lot. I know. It's someone.
Is it someone we know?
What'd you say? Royal adjacent.
Royal adjacent is a great phrase. Yeah, somebody royal adjacent. Up next, a teenager who thought they were having a bit of crack in Australia has actually ended up in quite a lot of trouble.
Oh.
The 19-year-old lives in an area of South Australia which is home to a very strange-looking sculpture, right? It's nicknamed in the area as Blue Blob. I don't know if you've seen Blue Blob online.
No.
So I would describe it as a sculpture in a park, and it sort of looks like a giant man hunched over with his belly hanging out.
Okay.
And it's just, there's no facial, you know, definition.
See that it's meant to be a figure of a person.
Yeah, so when the sculpture was first proposed, it kind of got a bit of a mixed reaction from people because of how it looked and the cost of it as well.
Divisive art.
The person who designed it says that the €78,000 blue blob is inspired by an ancient anteater, which was found in local caves, with massive lumbering and fascinating is what they say it looks like. So this local teenager decided to stick a pair of googly eyes on where the sculpture should have eyes.
Yeah.
Thought it was a bit of a laugh. Not at all, according to the local council, who sent her to court.
Oh, no.
She's been told it was expensive to remove the googly eyes without damaging Blue Blob, and she's needs to find herself a lawyer by December.
Oh, stop. Yeah, that's gotten very serious.
Hasn't it? Finally this morning, a cycling venue built for the London 2012 Olympic Games. It's developed a bit of a problem.
Oh.
The Olympic Velodrome, which is shaped like a Pringle and therefore nicknamed the Pringle.
Is it called the Pringle?
So the roof sort of looks like a, you know, the...
Gosh, save the gherkin and the Pringle.
They have it all. It appears to make a farting noise every time fireworks are set off nearby.
Really? Is it just the sound that's bouncing off the shape?
Pretty much that, right? So it's been noticed by people recently. They had Guy Fawkes last week, which is kind of bigger for them than Halloween, and everyone was letting off fireworks. So some architect has been asked to explain why the building sounds like it's got a bit of a nervous stomach.
Let one rip.
So the Pringle was built with a timber ventilation system. So basically this means that they don't need air conditioning inside, right? So it's got a lightweight, double curving roof. And then under that, there's a steel frame structure, which has got timber with gaps in it to allow for natural ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that it's those gaps that make it sound like the building is farting when fireworks go off nearby. So obviously the bang and the... And then that's going
through.
What's going
to happen now is what people are just going to be going there, setting off the fireworks. And
just
then,
to hear just the building hear fart. Like. A couple of funny comments online. Someone says, God forbid the velodrome has an upset tummy. And another said, a velodrome is an IBS girly. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98 FM.
Well, welcome to our look back on this show over the past week. We're going to try and find out how much we actually remember about what came out of our mouths here on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Brendan, you're in the hot seat this week.
I feel like it's been quite some time since I've answered these questions.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, question one.
Yeah.
Last week, there was a lot of love for the new John Lewis Christmas ad. Can you name the song that's in the ad?
Oh, it's a Defected House song. Where is it?
Sorry, the technicality.
Is it? No, it's not Where Love Lives, is it?
Let's find out if it's Where Love Lives. I cannot believe the John Lewis Christmas ad is out and I still haven't watched it.
The title track of it is Alison Limerick's Where Love Lives.
Yes!
Yeah, like class.
John Lewis
is a good time anthem.
God, I'm so good that's not even me on the show.
No, it was actually Carl in for you.
I can remember stuff I wasn't here for.
Brendan, well done.
Thank you
so
much.
You've got one question correct. On to question two. On Thursday's show, you described one song celebrating an anniversary. Okay, so we were chatting about some song that was released on This Week in History.
Yeah.
And it's a song that we always play when we are doing a photo shoot.
J-Lo, Waiting for Tonight.
Are you correct?
And if you don't know, that is the song that Rebecca and myself are struggling to get the shot on a photo shoot. That's the song we turn on, and every time we just channel our inner J-Lo.
Yeah, you get the money shot if you play a bit of Jennifer Lopez.
Did I have a cold last week?
I don't know. You sound on the ball anyway. We are on the ball this morning. Okay, question three. Last week, the Aussie pop princess Kylie Minogue announced her new Christmas album as well as a new single. Do you remember the four-letter title of the new song?
X-M-A-S.
Let's find out. Finally this morning, Kylie Minogue has announced a new Christmas album. It's going to include four new tracks out on the 5th of December. And there's a new original called X-M-A-S out now.
It sounds catchy.
You are doing great this morning. Okay, question four. We learned last week that the Collins Dictionary released their list of words of the year.
Yeah.
One of them was Henry, which is an acronym. Do you remember an acronym for what? So it's H-E-N-O-R-Y.
Was it slagging someone off for being a certain way? I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
No idea?
No.
Let's take a listen back. Another term called Henry, which is an acronym for high earner not rich yet. So Henry, high earner not rich yet.
Oh, Henry. I love that.
Anytime someone says Henry, I just think of me, Hoover.
Yes.
Finally, your final question, question five. On Friday's Brendan's Bit, we learned all about Tom Brady's dog, who was cloned, right? So the pet called Lua died in 2023. But what is the name of Tom Brady's cloned dog?
I don't know. It's Sparkles. It's not Sparkles, but I don't know.
Okay.
Fans have noticed that the NFL star's dog, Junie, looks very like his old dog, Lua, who died a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Tom has only gone and confirmed that, yes, Junie looks like Luna because she's a clone. Yeah, but there were question marks. Well, I put a question mark over that because Tom is an investor in the company and I just wonder if they got another dog that looks the same.
Oh, yes, I get what you mean.
Because they also said they tried to bring back this dire wolf and then these other scientists were like, no.
I just don't think
that
we should
be bringing things back from extinction.
No, no, no. Brendan, 3 out of 5 this morning in Never Forget.
Thank you, and let sleeping dogs lie. Please.
Yes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Peace.
With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little
Good morning to Tracy in Leopardstown. I absolutely love Tracy's little win. She says, I rearrange my living room at the weekend.
Good for you, Tracy.
I used to love rearranging my bedroom when I was a kid.
It's like a new gaff.
Yeah.
Beckett and Tala's been on.
My little win is that I was doing an online art class and I thought I missed a week and they're after emailing me to say I can do it again tomorrow with the next set.
Good.
And it's lovely just to have an hour out of my day, just myself, no kids, no husbands, just, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Becca, that's absolutely brilliant that you're doing that. Showing off your creative side. Here's Pamela in Santry.
My little win is that my son tomorrow day, Damon, on Saturday, and then his team went down to win the league.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Big weekend in your house and happy birthday to your son. Here's Jim in Knockline.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win, it was my birthday on Saturday. Got loads of presents and had a great day. So, feeling good. Thanks. Bye.
Jim, happy birthday. Here's Jean.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. As you can hear, I've got very little voice left. In the Aviva yesterday watching Shamrock Rovers versus Cork. And guess what? Rovers did a double. Absolutely delighted with life. Myself, my husband, my eldest son, Sean went. And we had an amazing day celebrating. Now, sore throat this morning, but who cares? We won the double. Have a great day, everybody.
Brilliant stuff,
you
Jean.
You too, Jean.
Get a lozenge into you. Yeah. Here's Shell.
Morning, guys. My little win this morning is it's my birthday and I'm after getting spoiled rotten by my family. So happy Monday, guys.
Ah, Shell, happy birthday. And here's Giovanni.
Hi, 98FM. Today, my little win is that my grandmother last night has made me a very good pasta. And now... Today, we have leftovers for pasta, so yes. I'm going to eat that now in college today. I'm so excited for eating the pasta, and I'm so excited for college today.
It sounds delicious, that pasta.
Pasta made by your granny, and then leftovers as well. Win-win.
Unreal.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.